AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
You listen at the end of our game in the game. A McDonald's player of the game is brought to you by McDonald's of Branch County. 30-24, Coldwater trailing Gull Lake as we get the second half underway. Looks like it will be a blue devil ball to check that it will be Coldwater ball. Got oriented with the arrow the wrong way. It will be blue devil ball. Gull Lake with the ball to start the second half, moving from right to left, Coldwater from left to right as we have switched sides. Mr. Lake staff up top, Jeremiah Mansfield. Looks like we've got each team starting unit back out there for the Blue Devils. That would be Mansfield, Adamski, Mink, Staff, and Miller. And for Coldwater, back using Waterbury, Maurer, Mock, and Hager. Here's a head fake by Grant Maurer. Got his defender, Mink, airborne, and Maurer scores.
Good job by Maurer. Nice outlet pass by Logan Taggart to get things going after the rebound.
30-26, Blue Devils by four. Here's their second offensive series of a half. Mansfield up top to Mink. Here's a Bamsey, lofting it inside Odell Miller. Immediately triple-teamed out to Stat for three. It's short, ball tip. Ball down on the floor. It's going to be picked up on the dribble by Stat. Up top to Adamski, down the middle. The runner's good.
He's not going to miss from that location.
After that exchange of buckets, it's 32-26 Blue Devils, 6:52 left to play in the third quarter. Luke Beckhuizen trying to move off of Maurer's screen. He needs help, finds Ryan Mock. Jumper from 10 holes off the hoop. Miller with a rebound for a Blue Devil.
Got a good shot there for Ryan Mock.
Fast on the other end of the floor. Count the bucket and one this time.
Oof.
Ryan Mock is going to be assessed his first foul, first of the second half. Waterbury to the bench. Mago comes back in. Joey Stapp getting ready to attempt the three-point play finish and give the Blue Devils their biggest lead at nine. There it is. Stapp from the free throw line, 2-3 tonight. 35-26 Blue Devils. Here come the Cardinals. Beck using to Mock back right corner. The Taggart on the elbow. Turns around and brings a jumper.
Nice little jumper from the free throw line for Taggart.
35-28 Blue Devils by seven. Here is Joey Staff, top of the key to Odell Miller. Around to Adamski on the right wing. Now dribble driving. Kick the ball out to Mansfield. Back up top to Adamski. Inside to Wes Mank, and Ryan Mock just picked up the third foul, or his second, rather.
Yeah, a little aggressive on that play. Cardinals cannot afford to have their big guys get in trouble with Odell Miller on the other side of the floor for the Blue Devils.
Mock with two and Taggart with two. Blue Devil ball, they lead by seven. They come down to 6 minutes left in the quarter. Jeremiah Mansfield feeding Odell Miller, trying to get it back out to Mansfield. It just went through his hand.
I don't think he was expecting to get it back that quick from Odell.
That was kind of a look of surprise as he got the ball back in his hand. Here comes Luke Beckhuizen, dribble driving. Double team comes out on him. The runner is short, rebounded by Mansfield. Mansfield blows by all of his defenders. They kind of lay back on him. Mansfield scores.
Time out, Coach Kelly.
5:37 left to play in the third quarter. It is now Gull Lake 37, Coldwater 28. Full time out. We're back in a minute. You're listening to Cardinal Boys Basketball on WTVB.
Everyone knows that diamonds are forever, but did you know that the prongs on your ring aren't? At Culey's Jewelry, they know your rings and other jewelry are just like a car. They need regular checkups and tune-ups. That's why they offer free ring inspection and cleaning. That way, they can catch any problems before they happen, like losing that diamond. Plus, at Culey's Jewelry, you have the peace of mind knowing your jewelry repairs are not sent away and are done quickly in the store and at a price you can afford. Before your rings or jewelry get to the point of no return, give them a checkup and tune-up at Cooley's Jewelry. An ounce of prevention can keep you happy for years to come. Stop in with your jewelry to Cooley's Jewelry, located downtown Coldwater for over 40 years.
Cooley's, Cooley's, fine jewelry says it best.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
From the WTVB scoreboard at the half, boys basketball, Quincy leading Jonesville 26-13 at the half. Sturgis leading Harper Creek 29-20. The Cardinals host the Beavers coming up on Monday. Coldwater ball coming out of the timeout. They trail by 8, 37-28. Brian Mock with the ball, catches on the right corner. Pressure coming from Mink. Maurer feeding Taggart inside. Lay it short. He gets his own rebound and baby hook putback.
Left-handed putback for Logan Taggart.
37-30. Uh-oh, three-pointer. Good. From the left wing for Joey Staff. His second triple of the game, and it's now a 10-point Blue Devil lead, 40-30 here at Gull Lake. Beck Houston had the ball poked away. Double team immediately traps him. Finds Logan Taggart up top. Now the jumper, long two. It's a three-pointer for Ryan Mock. His second bucket of the game is his second three-pointer of the game.
I like the way he plays for Coldwater, too. You know, he can shoot that outside shot. He's not afraid to mix it up underneath, and he handles the ball really well.
Odell Elder immediately triple-teamed, and Mock's part of that triple-team.
Oh, it's going to go against Ryan Mock.
That is his third foul, third of the second half. Ryan Hadley coming in for Ryan Mock. Hadley was about ready to check out. The inbound comes to Odell Miller. Not going to miss too many of those.
Yeah, it was too easy on the inbound play.
42-33. Blue Devils lead by nine. Cold water ball. A bounce pass comes to Maurer on the left corner. Dribble driving, feeding Hanley on the weak side. He's fouled by Mink. Hanley should go up for two. Mink's first foul is the team first of the second half, and Hanley indeed will go up for two.
Free throw shooting. Not one of Ryan's strengths, but let's see if he can't knock these two down for the Cardinals.
First one to go in. I'll save the question that I was planning on asking you about Ryan Hadley after the second.
I think I know what you're going to ask. There's a reason I didn't say it.
Got the second one to bounce off the front of the hoop and go in. What was Ryan Hadley shooting for?
37%.
But he made both of them.
He did.
Couple of substitutions coming in for Gull Lake. Looks like we're going to get a couple more at the next ball. Darian Burkett getting it to the right wing to DJ Haas. Those are the two that checked in for Gull Lake. Samfield trapping on the left wing, comes back out to the right side to Haas. Burkett cross court to Mansfield, inside to West Mink. He closes up quite nicely there for a soccer player.
Another easy two for Gull Lake inside.
44-35, Blue Devils. 3:35 left in the third quarter. The ball kicked away by Mink, just like he was saving as the Blue Devil goalie.
Is he the goalie for the Blue Devils?
I remember Coach Delaney saying correctly, yes, he was. Hopefully we'll get confirmation on that if Coach Delaney is listening tonight. Coldwater getting the ball back. Here's Luke Beckhusen getting it on the lead. Right wing three is short for Grant Maurer, rebounded by Burkett. Burkett ahead to Mink. I'll get it to the left corner. Chris Carter misses the... To check that, there was Jason Fisher that missed the layup.
Ryan Hadley ripping the rebound down.
Other end of the floor. Here's Maurer, right wing up top to Hadley. Dribble driving. The runner is short, but he's fouled. DJ Haas picking up his first foul, team second. Back to the free throw line for Ryan Hadley.
And Hadley bringing some prior to the four here tonight.
Absolutely.
Tonight the Cardinals a little bit.
Too strong off the back of the rim. Blaze Watson will come in for Coldwater. Here comes the bench right now. 44 for the Cardinals, 44 for the Blue Devils, and 35 for the Cardinals. Second of two for Hanley Pending. It is down, it is up, and it is good. He's just the pair. 8 point Blue Devil lead. We count down to 3 minutes left in the quarter. Quickly, the ball comes to the right corner. Three-pointer by Haas is short. Rebound by Blaze Watson. Magos is pushing it.
Oh,
speed of that using his back from behind.
Oh, you've got to be kidding me. No foul?
The block was clean. Beck Houston's own momentum was carrying him into the padded wall. It will be Coldwater ball out of bounds. 2:52 left in the third quarter.
Good strong move to the hoop by Luke.
Inbound to Blaze Watson. 17-foot jumper from the right side. Too strong. Ball tapped by Hadley. Mako catches up to it. Now Hadley will get it 35 feet away, left sideline. Ball kicked away by Jason Fisher and runs right into the scorer's table that we're seated in front of.
Been right at my feet.
It wasn't for that piece of plexiglass, right?
Right.
Hadley will inbound in front of us. He's looking. He finds Beck Husen. Cut off at the right corner. Get it back to Hadley, and now May goes to reset. 2:32 left in the quarter, 44-36. Golake leading by 8. Logan Taggart trying to post up. Got West Bank airborne, and West Bank missed the ball.
Well, going to go Vince Taggart.
Oh, really?
Three on him, fourth on the team.
And the other three fouls committed in the second half were all by Ryan Mock.
Jordan Butler coming in.
Got to tell him, not this table, the next one. Steal by Luke Houston. Beating Brian Hadley. Missed the layup that was stripped away from behind. There is a contact added in there as well. And we'll send Ryan Hadley up to the free throw line. It was Jason Fisher that got the strip and some arm. It's not going to be a shooting foul. It'll be Coldwater ball out of bounds as Taggart comes out. And Jordan Butler comes in, the 6'3 junior. Beck Husen inbounds to Ryan Hadley, the triple team on him. He leaves it short. Nagos had a hand on it. Taken away, though, by Haas. Haas ahead to West Mink. Mago's trying to force him to the half-court line. Now between the circles for a catcher reset. Here is Fisher for three from the left wing. Short rebound put back by
Watson.
But it came right to Jason Fisher, who finishes from 6, 46-36. Blue Devils by 10, a minute 40 left to play in the quarter. Mago's moving off a Butler screen, launches a triple, rolls off the hoop. Ball ripped down by Jordan Taylor for Gull Lake. Darian Burkett has the timeline. Dribble drive. Here comes Fisher. Runner. Short ball tip. Blaze Watson will haul it in. He'll push it up the floor for the Cardinals. Trailing by 10.
Turned it over.
He carried it.
Yep.
Got Case in for Coldwater. And King Odell Miller back in for Golay.
One of those plays where Blaze wants to give the ball up to one of the guards.
Grant Mauer coming back in after his quick breather. Beck Houston to the bench.
So who we got out there? We got Scout Case, we got Grant Mauer, we got Blaze Watson, Jordan Butler, and
Ryan Hadley. Burkett now comes to the left corner. Three-pointer taken by Jordan Taylor is short. Rebounded by Blaze Watson. He is knocked down from behind.
This is what they call that.
Burkett. His second foul is a team fourth. He calls even at four apiece. Blaze Watson inbounds in front of the Devils, then the student section here at Gull Lake. Scout Case still on the backcourt. Being tested by Fisher. Fisher gets the steal. Fisher missed the dunk. Karma. Blaze Watson had the ball poked away from behind by Fisher. Here come the Blue Devils. Fisher getting the ball from Taylor. Now a 30 seconds left to play in the quarter. The ball comes between the circles to T.J. Haas. Now to the right corner to Taylor. Being hawked by Blaze Watson. Watson almost had the steal.
Good hustle by Blaze on defense.
Funny, that's what Coach Kelly said. Exactly what Coach Kelly said. Both you and Coach Kelly were thinking the same thing at the same time.
Was what it was.
Three-pointer by Jason Fisher from the right wing short. Rebound, put back, no. Third chance for Miller, yes, and a run.
Odell Miller just all over the inside there right now.
14 points for Gull Lake. Grant Maurer assessed his second foul. Team fifth, Odell Miller. First trip to the free throw line tonight to try and finish on the three-point play and give the Blue Devils a 13-point lead with 22.5 seconds left in the third quarter. He missed it short. Ball taken away by the Cardinals. No, it's down on the floor. Jason Fisher with a steal and the putback. Now the Blue Devils lead by 14, 50-36. Brian Hanley called a timeout deep in the backcourt. It'll be a 30-second timeout. We're going to stay here with 11.2 seconds left to play in the third quarter. 50-36, Blue Devils leading the Cardinals.
Just like that. Boom, boom, boom. I think pretty quick bucket shot.
Yep.
By the Blue Devils, and all of a sudden, by 14, they're being up by 8.
And it was a 6-point lead at half, tied at 12 after 1. So it's Coldwater, Go Lake in the Smack East playing tonight, along with Harper Creek against Sturgis. Marshall and Loy North, and the Big City battle between Lakeview and Battle Creek Central.
That should be a good one there. Lakeview back, I think, at full strength. Battle Creek Central have a nice year.
The inbound home run pass to Grant Maurer in the front court. 70-foot jumper rolls off the hoop. Ball tipped by Jordan Butler. Comes to scout baseball tip. Going to go out of bounds with 2.1 seconds left in the quarter. Possession arrow, possession favoring Coldwater here.
They've all looked at the clock.
Watson is looking, he's looking. Trying to find Scout Case. Bounces it off of another Gull Lake player. Only a tenth of a second coming off the scoreboard clock that time. Blaze Watson will try it again. Looking for Jordan Butler. Blaze Watson picks it up, launches a 30-footer. Oh, that would have been something had it gone through, but
it would have counted.
Coldwater trails Gull Lake by 14, 50-36 after three. Back in a minute, you're listening to Cardinal Boys Basketball on WTVB.
Birdwatching is your lifetime ticket to the theater of the outdoors. This winter, let Nottawa Gas Company and Tekonja help you transform your backyard into an oasis of nature. At Nottawa Gas, they stock more than 20,000 bird feeders, a wide variety of premium bird seed, bird houses, bird baths, and bird bath heaters for all your feathered friends. They're more than gas. Nottawa Gas Company, just east of Nottawa on M66, south of Tekonja on Old 27, or online at nottawagas.com.
The piggy bank. When you were a kid, it was the symbol of savings and responsibility, helping you to save money for the things you really wanted. Today, you can simply shop at Meijer, where your money goes further with our low Meijer prices on thousands of items you use every day. And don't forget about our great sales. Plus, you can save even more by signing up for M-Perks, so you can take advantage of great offers with our digital coupons and rewards. You know, come to think about it, Meijer's just like a piggy bank, but even better.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Gull Lake leading Coldwater 50-36 as we start the fourth quarter from here at Gull Lake High School. I think I heard Coach Kelly saying something that you had pointed out during the break, that the Cardinals have scored 12 points in all three quarters so far.
Well, let's see if we can't get about 24 here this quarter or more. The ball in the hoops.
Waterbury back into the lineup. Reversal's good.
Nice reverse layup by Nate Waterbury. Gets Coldwater going in the fourth quarter.
They trail by 12, 50-38. Here come the Blue Devils. Coldwater showed a 2-3 zone for a moment. Mansfield took the ball out. Burkett, three, wide right. And Odell Miller is going to be guilty of a foul. on the battle for the Lord.
Check that.
It's not Odell Miller. That's number 40, not 44. Brendan Neely, who checked in, it's his first. Still the team 15 calls or even at 5 apiece. Ryan Mock and Logan Taggart back in for the Cardinals, each with 3 fouls. Mock finds Taggart. Offensive foul. Taggart just picked up his 4th, taking the charge with Jeff Adamski underneath.
Great football block.
Something that Coach Scorefar definitely would like to see from Taggart on the football field next year, senior year.
Sure he will.
But here on the basketball court, it's his 4th foul. He stays on the floor for the Cardinals. They don't really have much choice.
No, at this point, he's just leaving out there.
Jumper from the left elbow is good for Jeremiah Mansfield, 52-38. Blue Devils back up by 14.
The Blue Devils shoot ball awfully well here in the second half.
Beck Hughes and Camago on the right wing. Trying to move off the mock screen. Bounce pass taken away by Mansfield. The Cardinals trying to get it back, and I don't think they were successful in doing so.
No, they were not. Oh, yeah, they were. Mago's going to inbound right in front of the Coldwater bench.
Right in front of Coach Taggart. Mago is looking, finds Waterbury. Dribble driving, right baseline, shoots over Odell Miller, puts a shoulder in Odell Miller, and Odell didn't move. A missed bucket by young Mr. Waterbury. The Blue Devils come back the other way, leading by 14, 52-38. Here's a three-pointer from the left corner, rolls off the hoop for Brendan McQueen, who checked in.
Looks like Mansfield over the back.
34, Darian Burkett with his third, team 6. Mock inbound to Beck Houston. Gets the mock across the timeline. Stops at the back right corner.
Get a bucket $8.
Mock moving off the Taggart screen to Waterbury. Top the key. Taggart setting a screen. The drive by Waterbury blocking behind. Taken away by the Blue Devils. Here comes Mansfield. Mansfield trying to take it strong as mugged by Luke Beckhusen. He picks up his second foul, team 7.
Well, Luke thought it was clean, but obviously Mike King, other longtime official, thought differently.
Well, this is interesting. Instead of number 12, they put up number 21 with a foul. Michael Magos, who's not even on the floor. There he is.
Mansfield made that first one, didn't he?
Yes, he did. Flipped the pair.
Mock gets a rebound.
53-38 after I get all the marks in my book reconciled. Beck using a pop for 3, bounces off the back of the rim. Tagger with a rebound, trying to post up. With Odell Miller in his presence.
Traveling call.
Double. 53 for the Goalie Blue Devils, 38 for the Coldwater Cardinals. 5:43 left to play in the fourth quarter. The Cardinals are throwing out a press for the first time.
Yeah, kind of a token press.
Burkett still behind the timeline. Get it to Adamski. They missed out on the trapping opportunity. Miller back to Adamski. Cross court to Darian Burkett. Ryan Mock, and he gets the ball. Mock ahead to Michael Mago. Stops at the right wing. The defense comes back on him. A double team sandwiching him top of the key. He needs help. He needs a lot of help. Finds Mock on the right elbow. Trying to post up on the high block with Neely in his presence. The ball will come back to Mago to reset. 5:03 left to play in the fourth quarter. The Cardinals trail by 15, 53-38. Waterbury received a pass and is immediately fouled. Jeff Adamski picking up his second foul, team 7.
Send Waterbury to the line for the first time tonight.
Now Cage plays Watson back in for Coldwater.
They shoot 51%. He came up the JV team. I think his JV shooting percentage free throw line is around 100%.
Ryan Hadley also came in, coming to the bench, Ryan Mock and Logan Taggart, among others. Mock with 3 fouls and Taggart with 4. Front end of the 1-1 for Waterbury, bounces off the rim, rebound hauled in by Wes Mink, who came back in. other end of the floor. World traveling music, Sandy. Too quick of a first step by Jeremy Mansfield on the right corner.
I'll wake up 15 right now.
53-38, Blue Devils, 4:45 left in the first quarter.
Foul's going to go against Gull Lake. He's going to go against West Bank. His second.
I was looking on the dribble drive, and Ryan Hamley got knocked down. So he'll go up to the free throw line for a 1-1. Hamley was trying to set a screen for the ball handler.
Obviously, he set a good one.
Front end on the 1-1 is good for Hamley. He'll get the bonus. 53-39, back to a 14-point Blue Devil lead, 4:44 left. Second up two, down, up, rolls off the hoop. Miller hauls in the rebound. One-handed grab.
Long arms. Holy cow.
Burkett up top to Mink. Now to the right wing of Damski. Dribble drive down the middle. Nice give to Odell Miller, and he finishes. 16 points now for Mr. Miller. 55-39, the Blue Devils lead by 16. Case trying to answer for three from the right wing. Bounces off the hoop and comes to West Mink underneath.
Well, I think Miller's had a bucket outside of 5 feet.
Jeff Adamski with the ball for the Blue Devils. Odell calling for it with Hadley guarding him. It's going to come to Mink, the free throw line. Dribble drive by Mansfield, the runner short. He got his own rebound.
That's
got to
be a travel.
But that is for Mansfield. And it was knocked out of Mansfield's hands, but he got it back and finished. The Blue Devils lead by 18, 57-39. Hadley for three up top. Tried to bank it in and couldn't. Mansfield with a rebound. Mansfield looking to give to Odell Miller. He's two timeouts, going to come up top to Burkett. Down the middle, it's short rebound. Miller, turnaround shot, yes. Odell Miller does what Odell Miller does best, timeout, cold water.
Each year he's gotten better and better around that bucket.
Full timeout, 3:29 left, 59-39, go away. Back in a minute, you're listening to Coldwater Cardinal Boys Basketball on WTVB.
Meet our Consumers family, members who love Consumers for a lot of reasons.
Consumers has been solid, consistent, warm, friendly, and very professional.
Honest and trustworthy.
Consumers is amazing. Personable, reliable, efficient.
Consumers is the best place ever.
Consumers Credit Union. Go, live, work, play.
This is Scrap Chat with Max Hall. Reminding you that while all metal has value, not all metal recyclers value you. At Omnisource, guys like me tell you what your metal's worth and how to make it worth even more the next time. Because we grind up and spit out scrap, not customers. Find frank advice and fair payment at one of our five Omnisource yards conveniently located in Southwest Michigan. For locations and a list of metals we buy, visit Omnisource.com.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Gull Lake opening up a 20-point lead over the Coldwater Cardinals, 59-39, with 3:29 left. Scout Case with the ball off of Blaze Watson's inbound in front of the Gull Lake bench, trying to swing the ball back to Blaze Watson, right into the Coldwater bench before coming back into Blaze's hand. That's how things have been going for the Cardinals here in the second half. Jeff Adamski with the back right corner of the front court. Blue Devils can afford to milk some time off the clock, leading by 20. Burkett, Mansfield, long two from the right wing, and short the ball comes to Scout Case's hand. Under 3 minutes left. Trying to get the pass to Blaze Watson, stolen by Adamski. Wes Ming, give to Odell Miller. They're going for some razzle-dazzle, but instead settle for the layup. This place would have gone nuts if Odell Miller had gotten the jam. 61-39 Cardinals. Brian Hamley trying to post up underneath, ball blocked by Mink. Here comes Odell Miller. Odell Miller fall down on the ground underneath the goalie bucket, and we will get a jump ball. Possession arrow. Will we get a jump ball or a foul? We will get a jump ball, and we want to go back to the Blue Devils. See Chris Carter, T.J. Hahn, M.J. Jones, Jordan Taylor back in for Gull Lake.
Woodell Miller takes the seat, and I've got him for 20 points on the night.
I forgot to write down a bucket, evidently. There we go. 61-39, Gull Lake's going to get the W tonight. The only thing left in doubt now is what that final score will wind up being. Steal off a miss. Blaze Watson trying to go behind his back to Morgan Sims. He had it ripped away by one of the new guys.
He should have probably just taken that right up to the bucket.
Things are getting sloppy as both the Blue Devils and Cardinals are going deep into their benches. Luke Beck using inbounds to Nate Waterbury, also out there on the floor for the Cardinals, back to meet for Morgan Sims and Ryan Hadley. Beck using to Waterbury, moving off of Beck using screen to the right block, trying to put it up strong, gap, but he draws a foul with a minute 53 left. For the Blue Devils, Brendan Neely, who also checked in, picking up his second foul, team ninth, shooting foul for Nate Waterbury. First one is good. To 40, 21-point lead, remains a 21-point lead with a miss on the back end. Here comes M.J. Jones with the ball. He's between the circles to the right wing. Pump fake, dribble, drive, a shot from 15, rolls off the hoop. No good for T.J. Haas. Blue Devils get the rebound, trying to put it up strong as Jordan Taylor. He's fouled. Luke Beck Houston picking up his second foul, team 8. Jordan Butler getting ready to check back into the Coldwater lineup with a minute 40 left. First of two from Jordan Taylor is good. He gets into the scorebook. Ryan Hadley to the bench for the Cardinals for the last time tonight. The Blue Devils lead by 22 and will improve to 8-3 in the Smack East and 10-5 overall at the end of the night. Second of two is good for Jordan Taylor. The Cardinals, meanwhile, will drop to 1-10 in the East and 4-12 overall as they get ready to take on Harper Creek on Monday night. All swung to Jordan Butler on the right elbow. He's in trouble. The runner is good for Morgan Sims, out of control.
Out of control or in control? It's about to
63-42. Cardinals trail by 21 with a minute 16 left. Blue Devils content to melt some time off the clock around the perimeter. The shot from the right elbow, it's an air ball for M.J. Jones. Ball is one go out of bounds, back to Coldwater. Still some pressure coming from the Blue Devils in the backcourt. Waterbury past the timeline, he's knocked down. Chris Carter will be assessed his first foul. Team 10 Scout Chief getting ready to check in for Coldwater.
Two attempts from the free throw line for young Mr. Nate Waterbury.
First one is good. Beck using for the bench and Scout Chief in for him. And now it's back to a 20-point lead, 63-23. Blue Devils up 20, up 19 as both are made by Waterbury. And he goes back into the Coldwater lineup. 51 seconds left, 63-44. Blue Devils leading by 19. Playing out the string here in this one. The ball kept around the perimeter. And Jake Jones, cross court. Jordan Taylor dribbled out, kick it out to the left wing. Head fake, M.J. Jones. The Carter, now Taylor on the left wing. Up top, the T.J. Hoff dribble drive down the middle, runner short, he's fouled.
Still going to go against back to Houston. His first team night.
Let's take a look at the remainder of the Gull Lake schedule. DJ Haas ranked the first. They play at Lloyd North next Tuesday, at Marshall next Friday, at Battle Creek Central, and at Manawan. So this is the final home game for the Gull Lake boys. They're going to go out of their home gym in style for the season, leading 65-24 and getting a steal from the Cardinals with 15 seconds left. MJ Jones now getting it across the timeline with 10 seconds left. Get it to the right wing. Neely, the feed goes underneath, ricocheted off of Jordan Butler. He's going to go out of bounds to the Blue Devils with 3.7 seconds left.
Don't foul. Flag back. No foul.
Coach Kelly instructing his players, no foul, no foul. Pump fake, shot, and a score for Jordan Taylor at the buzzer. Final score is going to be 67-44. They haven't put the points up yet, but I believe it's going to be 67-44. The final score will go in as a 23-point win for the Blue Devils, who, again, improved to 8-3 in the SMAC East, 10-5 overall. Coldwater dropping to 1-10 in the East, 4-12 overall. Back to the postgame after this. You're listening to Cardinal Boys Basketball on WTVB.
Harold has it. That's right. Harold has it. Harold Chevrolet Buick has it all. We are the tri-state area's largest volume dealer. And you know what large volume means? Huge discounts. We have over 200 vehicles ready for immediate delivery. We are so confident that we will not be undersold that we have the low price guarantee. If we cannot beat a competitor's price, we will pay you $1,000. That's right. Harold has it. The low price guarantee. Harold Chevrolet Buick is the home of guaranteed credit approval. We are so confident that we can get you approved for a loan, we guarantee it, or we pay you $1,000. All you need is income of about $800 a month and a small down payment or trade, and you will be driving home a nicer, newer car today. That's right. Harold has it. Credit approval guarantee. Harold Chevrolet Buick is one of Indiana's only certified elite service facilities. We have a low price guarantee on all tires for all makes and all models. See us for all your automotive needs. You don't have to look any further than 824 North Wayne Street, just north of the mountain in downtown Angola, or visit us online at haroldchevrolet.com. Because if you're looking for it, Harold has it.
Life presents different challenges for each of us. Some people are experiencing stress due to their jobs, while others are experiencing the stress of losing their jobs. Bills, budgets, and making ends meet can lead to anxiety, depression, family issues, marital problems, substance abuse, and thoughts of suicide. While everyone is affected in different ways, one thing remains the same. You're not alone. In fact, help is always just a phone call away, 24 hours a day, at Pines Behavioral Health in Coldwater. Getting help is as easy as picking up the phone and dialing 279-8404. 279-8404. So when you find yourself feeling overwhelmed, turn to Pines Behavioral Health on Michigan Avenue just off US 12 in Coldwater. There when you need someone. At Pines Behavioral Health, they believe life should be enjoyed, not endured.
The Piggy Bank. When you were a kid, it was the symbol of savings and responsibility, helping you to save money for the things you really wanted. Today, you can simply shop at Meijer, where your money goes further with our low Meijer prices on thousands of items you use every day. And don't forget about our great sales. Plus, you can save even more by signing up for M-Perks, so you can take advantage of great offers with our digital coupons and rewards. You know, come to think about it, Meijer's just like a piggy bank, but even better.
Hi, this is Jeff Wilcox from Drew's Place of Coldwater. During our family's 25 years in the care business, we see how difficult it is for seniors to leave their home. That's why we've taken great pride in designing and staffing our homes to ensure the best service and care possible for you and your family. Our spacious apartments encourage residents the opportunity to bring more of their own personal furnishings to help make the transition easier. Call today for information or a tour at our facilities at 278-9494. We look forward to helping you make Drew's Place your choice for assisted living care and services.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Welcome back to Gull Lake High School. Sean Watson and Al Rackesy, Mike's side. We just saw the Gull Lake Blue Devils come up strong in the second half to finish off the Coldwater Cardinals. Final score was indeed 67-44 favor the Blue Devils.
That's correct. Blue Devils just turned up the heat in the second half, outscoring the Cardinals 37-20 there in that second half. The Cardinals hung with them. It was 30-24 at halftime, and the Blue Devils just took it to the hole for the most part there in the second half. And a couple of key points that we'll get to in the statistics here that really made a difference here. But the Cardinals actually out-rebounded the Blue Devils on the night. But Blue Devils took advantage of their second chances and stuff, and too many turnovers again for the Cardinals tonight.
Well, let's go over those numbers first for the victorious Salt Lake Blue Devils, who improved to 8-3 in the SMAC East and 10-5 overall, solidly in third place in the East Division. We had Chris Carter finishing with 2, Jason Fisher with 4, TJ Haas with 2, Jordan Taylor with 4, Jeremiah Mansfield with 9. 4 for Jeff Adamski. 8 for Wes Mink. 10th, Joey Stapp. 4 for Darian Burkett. And Odell Miller led all scores with 20. I added that right. That should be the 67 for the Blue Devils.
I had a little discrepancy in there somewhere, but that's okay.
Meanwhile, for the Coldwater Cardinals, who dropped to 1-10 in the SMAC East and 4-12 overall. Luke Beckhusen was 9 first half points. He did not score the remainder of the game. He had Nate Waterbury with 8, Michael Magos with 2, Scott Case with 2, Grant Mauer 2, Ryan Hanley 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Morgan Sims with 2, Ryan Mock with 6, and Logan Taggart with 7. Is that what you had?
2 for Sims, 3 for Mock, and 7 for Taggart?
Yes.
Yes.
Well, those would be the 44 that are up on the board for the Coldwater Cardinals. I see that score sheet again very quickly. And by the quarter, there was a 12-12 tie after the first quarter. Gull Lake outscored Coldwater in the second, 18-12, 20-12 in the 18-12 in the second, 20-12 in the third, and 15-8 in the fourth. You mentioned the turnovers. Coldwater had 17 turnovers. Gull Lake had 8 off of those turnovers. The Blue Devils outscored the Cardinals 17-4. Cardinals actually out-rebounded the Blue Devils 32-26, but they couldn't take advantage of it. Second chance points favor the Blue Devils 18-6 points off the bench. The Blue Devils with 14. The Cardinals with 12. And the final shooting percentages, Coldwater finished the game 15 out of 35 shooting, 42.9%. 9 of 17 in the first half, 6 of 18 in the second half. From the three-point line, 4 of 8 for the game, 3 of 3 in the first half, just 1 of 5 in the second half. From the free throw line, 10 of 16, 62.5%. 3 of 5 in the first half, 7 of 11 in the second half. Gull Lake finished the game shooting 26 out of 58, 44.8%. 12 of 27 in the first half, 14 out of 31 in the second half. In the three-point line, 2 out of 12, 16.7%, 1 of 5 in the first half, 1 of 7 in the second half. In the charity stripe, 11 out of 14 for the game, 78.6%, 5 of 6 in the first half, and 6 of 8 in the second half. Brian Kelly, the head coach of the Coldwater Cardinals, joining us on our post-game interview, which is being brought to you by Union Pallet and Container Company. Is your company doing its part to help save the planet? Union Pallet and Container offers a complete recycling program to retrieve, remanufacture, and repair pallets that are beyond a usable life. Call Union Pallet and Container in Coldwater at 278-4888, where they are a proud supporter of the Branch Area Food Pantry. Is that better, Coach? Is it not?
That's
if it's no longer too loud for you.
Yeah.
That's what we know.
I was like, whoa.
Well, Brian Kelly joining us on the post-game show. Your take on tonight's game.
Well, very proud of the kids. I thought they played extremely, extremely hard for four quarters. The first half, we just we struggled a little bit holding on to the basketball. I don't know, it wasn't so much their press as much as just their physical nature. They took the ball away from us right out of our hands three or four times. And, you know, you look at the halftime stat, and the biggest one that stood out is, you know, we're down 30-24 at halftime or whatever, and I believe it was 11-2 in points off of turnovers. And so, I mean, that was the difference in the first half. But I thought we came out in the second half. I thought we played, you know, we were very aggressive. The kids played extremely hard again in the second half. The problem that caught up to us was that late in that third quarter, again, you know, we make a couple mistakes here or there, and then all of a sudden it goes from, what, a 4 or 5 point game, 6 point game to 12 points in just a blink of an eye. We couldn't even get a timeout fast enough. And, you know, from that point on, we're trying to play catch up, and, you know, we're trying to press them now and put pressure on them on the perimeter. And, to be honest with you, they're so athletic and strong that we just couldn't match that. And, you know, that we're not going to beat them playing that style of basketball for us. And once we got behind that much to try and get a chance, we had to try and play that way. We can't do that right now. And that was the biggest difference I saw in the basketball game. But, again, very, very proud of the kids and their effort. You know, that's a very good Harper Creek Gold Lake team. That's the third team that's third place in our league with three league losses, and I believe
not by many points.
No, and two to Battle Creek Central and one to Harper Creek, or vice versa, with right. One of those games still remaining. So, yeah, that's a really good team.
Yeah, they. You know, you mentioned that period there in the third. In the third period, there were about three times right here, right off here to our left.
Yep.
That boom, boom, boom. They got the ball. They got the easy bucket, and all of a sudden the momentum just changed.
Right.
And everything went the other way. But you know, you can never fault your kids for effort, Brian.
Oh no.
You know, I mean, they've given it all season long. Well, two big things tonight. You know, you mentioned the turnovers. They really won the battle and the points off the turnovers.
Absolutely.
We out-rebounded them, according to our stats, but their second-chance points, they really nailed you there, too.
Well, absolutely, Alan. I mean, if you look at it again, the final stats, again, the same concept. Points off turnovers is, you know, 17-4. That's a 13-point difference. And second-chance points of, you know, 18-6. You know, again, you're looking at a 12-point difference, 25-point difference, and you look at the score of the game, and you got a 23-point difference in the game.
Right.
There's your two, and you're exactly right. And, you know, once you get helter-skelter out there trying to get yourself back in the game, that's not us. We just aren't, you know, we just can't play that way. And it showed there in third, fourth quarter when we had to try and play that way to get back in the basketball game.
Shot the ball pretty well, 43% from the field, 50%.
Don't go on a date in an old car you hate.
Hey, Coldwater, matchmakers Michelle Streets
and Melissa Hanna here.
It's February, so this month we're matching people up with the car of their dreams.
During our Meet Your Match sales event,
you could get up to $1,500 off a nicer, newer car today.
Now that's a sweetheart of a deal.
Heart been broken by bad credit rejection in the past?
Our For the People credit approval process
has better aim than Cupid with a crossbow.
And the banks and lenders want to say yes, 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 yes.
So if your car just isn't doing it for you anymore,
find love again during our Meet Your Match sales event.
Get up to $1,500 off a hot new ride and get matched up with a nicer, newer car you'll love today.
But hurry, this deal is like young love and won't last forever.
I'm Michelle Streets.
And I'm Melissa Hanna,
a dealer for the people. Visit us at Rainbow Motor Sales in Coldwater
or online at rainbowmotorsales.com.
AM 1590, FM 95.5. WTVB.
Back once again with Coldwater head boys basketball coach Brian Kelly. Al and I were actually talking about going through the gauntlet this final stretch run in the regular season. Tonight, the third place team in the league, Gold Lake, coming up on Monday, the second place team, and then next Friday, the top team in Battle Creek Central.
Oh, yeah, just a joyous end of the season here. You know, you got 3-2-1 right down the stretch. Hey, you know what? I don't mind that right now because, as I just told the boys in the locker room, we know that our, you know, a goal of a league title is long been gone. And but we still have aspirations of a district championship to finish this season out strong. And as we've talked about this last week, because I want the kids to, you know, have that goal down the stretch, is once these last few games are, when that state tournament starts, we're 0-0, along with everybody else in the state. And, you know, I know that's an old cliche, but, hey, there's nobody says we can't win a district championship with this group. And so we just got to keep getting better, and I think we are doing that. And, you know, what better way to get tougher and get ready for the district run than playing the top three teams in your league right now? And nothing against them, but ending after Battle Creek Central with Kalamazoo Lower Norris isn't going to be just a cakewalk either. So, yeah, our last four or five games here, count tonight's, is, you know, it's going to be an interesting thing, and we're going to have to come to play.
Makes you tougher for the tournament.
Absolutely.
You know, we talked about it with Coach Smoker after the game. I can remember, I believe it was 3 years ago, the Vicksburg girls did not win a game all season long.
Mm-hmm.
They ended up beating a Gull Lake team in the districts, ended up winning a district championship after not winning a game all year long. So like you say, everything goes to 0-0. We've seen enough high school games and enough NCAA games to know that absolutely anything can happen. And, you know, again, the kids are improving. There's no doubt. They're putting it all out there on the court every night. And we got to be proud of the way they do that, Brian, because it'd be easy for them to roll it up.
Absolutely.
And, you know, but that's not the type of kids we have in Coldwater. And you should be proud of that.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Like I said, you know, there was nothing wrong with their effort tonight. We just had a few miscues there and got us in a bad situation. And that was the difference in the basketball game. But it wasn't lack of effort or intensity tonight by any means.
No question.
Brian Kelly, head coach of the Coldwater Cardinals. Have a safe trip back to Coldwater. We'll see you Monday for the game against Harper.
All right. See you guys.
Thanks, guys.
Be safe.
Brian Kelly joining us on our post-game show. Final score of the boys' game just finished. Gull Lake beating Coldwater 67-44 earlier tonight. The Gull Lake girls contributed into making it a clean sweep on the night for the Blue Devils by beating Coldwater 60-40.
Yeah, you know, that's, again, an awfully good basketball team. They are now 15-1 and 11-1 now.
10-1.
10-1. I keep trying to give you an extra one, my golly. So, anyway, that is an awfully good basketball team. And it's going to come down to that last game of the season for them with Marshall, mm-hmm. Sal Conkle, and her Red Hawks for the league championship, I do believe.
Yep.
I don't see any upsets coming in between there. Not that it couldn't happen. But, you know, again, good effort by the Lady Cardinals tonight. You know, at halftime it was 27-22, so they were right there in the game. But then Gull Lake pulled away in the third and the fourth quarters and just came away with that 60-40 win over the Lady Cardinals.
Mackenzie Latt, 20 points in just three quarters of play. Kelsey Bauer, 13. Morgan Nussbaum with 12 to lead the way for the Blue Devils. For Coldwater, Kenzie Galloway, or McDonald's player of the game with 14, Michaela Gillette with 10. We should mention that both leading scorers for Gull Lake, Mackenzie Latt for the girls' side and Odell Miller for the boys' side, they're named Snow Coming King and Queen tonight.
And you know what? They both scored 20 points today. And that's something.
Some other scores from the WTVB scoreboard before we get to our McDonald's player of the game. End of the third quarter in boys basketball, Sturgis leading Harper Creek 38-31.
A little bit of a surprise there, but, you know, when you play Sturgis and you got a guy like Chance Stewart out there, anything can happen.
Some girls basketball finals. The Burr Oak beat Tekonsha 61-12. We mentioned Bronson over White Pigeon 51-29. Athens defeated Union City 37-18. We don't have a final score on the Quincy Jonesville boys basketball game. Last score we had there, Orioles leading the Comets 26-13. So one last bit of business before we call it a night from here at Gull Lake. We'll take this one final break, including a word from McDonald's of Branch County, and then come back with our player of the game.
This is Scrap Chat with Max Hall, reminding you that while all metal has value, not all metal recyclers value you. At OmniSource, guys like me tell you what your metal's worth and how to make it worth even more the next time.
because we grind up and spit out scrap, not customers. Find frank advice and fair payment at one of our five OmniSource yards conveniently located in southwest Michigan. For locations and a list of metals we buy, visit OmniSource.com.
The Piggy Bank. When you were a kid, it was the symbol of savings and responsibility, helping you to save money for the things you really wanted. Today, you can simply shop at Meijer, where your money goes further with our low Meijer prices on thousands of items you use every day. And don't forget about our great sales. Plus, you can save even more by signing up for M-Perks, so you can take advantage of great offers with our digital coupons and rewards. You know, come to think about it, Meijer is just like a piggy bank, but even better.
Birdwatching is your lifetime ticket to the theater of the outdoors. This winter, let Nottawa Gas Company and Tekonja help you transform your backyard into an oasis of nature. At Nottawa Gas, they stock more than 20,000 bird feeders, a wide variety of premium bird seed, bird houses, bird baths, and bird bath heaters for all your feathered friends. They're more than gas. Nottawa Gas Company, just east of Nottawa on M66, south of Tekonja on Old 27, or online at nottawagas.com.
What does glory taste like?
Welcome to the largest sports stage in the world here at the Olympic Winter Games.
Glory tastes bold.
He scores! Patrick Kane with his second goal of the game for Team USA!
Glory tastes miraculous.
And it's Shawnee Davis shattering another speed skating world record.
Glory tastes like 20 golden chicken McNuggets for just $5, spiced up with new habanero ranch sauce. Let's all taste glory. Prices and participation may vary.
You pick up your dry cleaning and discover they've burned several holes in your favorite white blouse. It now looks more like a burnt piece of toast or a tattered smock worn by a modern artist. You are not happy. But then you remember the latest amazing creation from McCafe. The new chocolate-covered strawberry frappe. The taste of a luscious chocolate-covered strawberry is enough to brighten any day. Even this one. The new chocolate-covered strawberry frappe. Another way to love McCafe. At participating McDonald's for a limited time.
The voice of Branch County for high school sports. AM 1590 WTVB Coldwater and FM 95.5 W238 CD Coldwater.
Well, they're McDonald's player of the game, and it's going to be players for our nightcap, which saw Golig beat Coldwater 67-44. A couple of sophomores, the two sophomores on the varsity squad, are going to be our honoree tonight.
Yeah, these guys are learning as they go. They're sophomores playing against bigger, stronger, faster kids in a lot of situations. Not to say that they don't have, both have good speed, but they both can handle the ball very, very well. And we're gonna go with sophomore guards for Coldwater Dine as our McDonald's players of the game. Luke Beckhusen had 9 points in the second half.
He actually had his 9 points in the first
half. I'm sorry. Nate Waterbury drained a three there in the first quarter, and then
5 points in the fourth quarter.
5 points in the fourth, so nine for Luke and eight for Nate. But, this is a pretty experienced Gull Lake basketball team. They've gone up against some tough guards all year long, and, it's not going to get any easier, as Coach Kelly was saying, going up against Harper Creek and Battle Creek Central next week and ending up with Loyenork, who we just saw not too long ago. But those two, like I say, they're learning on the job, and I think they're doing a very profound job for Coach Kelly and the Cardinals. So we got to go with Luke Beckhusen and Nate Waterbury as our McDonald's players of the game.
Well, coming up for the Coldwater Cardinal boys, they host the second-place team in the SMAG East, the Harper Creek Beavers. Sturgis was giving them a battle tonight.
Yeah, they definitely are. And, the Trojans want to, finish strong and get ready for the tournament as well. So anything can happen in basketball, like we've been talking all night long. So see what happens back then.
It'll be you and I, Mike Fife, from Coldwater High School Gym, Monday night. On President's Day, Farmer's Day, beginning at 7 o'clock, that is a game that was made up from a weathered-out game back in January, and that should pretty much put a wrap on all the makeup games that we're going to be able to get.
Yep, we've got Battle Creek Central the following Friday, and then Loyenork following Friday after that, I believe.
That's
right?
It's going to be Tuesday.
Tuesday, okay. Mm-hmm.
One last check of the WTVB scoreboard. Final in boys basketball, Loyenork Al Roff Marshall, 45-43, the final score.
Well, both of those teams had tough years, and one of them had to win, obviously, but Lloyd Orrick came out on top tonight.
Well, we mentioned the other night how one of the sure signs of spring, including pitchers and catchers reporting for baseball spring training, the beginning of speed weeks at Daytona, and it all begins tomorrow with the Sprint Unlimited. It's an all-star race at Daytona International Speedway, and coverage on the Motor Racing Network will get underway at 7 tomorrow night. And then you and I, Mike Side, back at Coldwater High School Monday night. The Cardinals host the Beavers beginning at 7 o'clock. It's a free game. We hope you can join us.
Yeah, it's always good to have those pitchers and catchers report. You know, again, you know, we're one day closer to spring, though it may not look like it out there, but we've got some...
Just wait next week.
Right? Yeah, warmer weather coming our way. And we'll take care of some of the snow, and then Speed Week is always exciting for a lot of people. And obviously WTVB does a very good job of covering all of that. So something to look forward to, folks. Warmer weather is on the way.
That's the story from here at Gull Lake High School. For Sean Delaney, back at the WTVB studios, for my broadcast partner, Al Ackesy. Sean Watson signing off from the home of the Blue Devils. They get the sweep tonight. The Blue Devil girls beat Coldwater 60-40. The Blue Devil boys beat the Cardinals 67-44 in the nightcap. Until Monday, good night, everyone.
Tonight's action brought to you by these members of the WTVB Sports Boosters Club: AmeriGas, Benedict Steakhouse and Grill, Covelia Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Branch County Abstract and Title, Consumers Credit Union, Cooley's Jewelry, Donay's On Time Service, Drew's Place of Coldwater, Harold Chevrolet, Halen Auto and RV, Kellogg Community College, McDonald's Branch County, Meyer, Nottawa Gas Company of Nottawa and Tekonsha, OmniSource, Pines Behavioral Health, Rainbow Motor Sales, Short's Rip Beer Stand, Union Pallet and Container, Warner Oil Company, and Willow's Bar and Grill.
The voice of Branch County for high school sports, AM 1590 WTVB Coldwater and FM 95.5 W238 CD Coldwater.